This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
The UCLA cross-country team had their best finish this year in the NCAA championships since 1985. How do they celebrate? They get ready for track season. It's not much time off, is it? David McDonald, Sr. and Coach Forrest Braden join us. And David, you finish one season, you go right around the corner. Here you got track coming up.
Yeah, every season kind of just leads into the next. And, you know, the preparation just restarts once again. You know, we take a short little break, a couple days off, a couple days running every other day, and then just right back into it, running every day. And it just start over again, get ready for the next one.
Coach, I know you're a coach here for 4 years. You're also a runner yourself. You really can't take too much time off, can you, when you're a runner?
No, there's no off season really, and I don't think these guys would have it any other way. I mean, it's part of our sport. It's part of what we do. I think if we only had a fall season, if Dave only ran cross country, I don't think he'd be very happy. You know, you need both. You need both track and you need cross. It's something that we love to do, and if you love to do something, why not do it year round?
Let's look back at the cross-country season, which just concluded, and tell us about the satisfaction you had to feel with the Bruins' performance.
Yeah, it was exciting. This is something that had been coming for a while. I think we all knew what we were capable of. I don't think anyone outside of Westwood really knew, or you know, we were underrated all season, and kind of looked over and you know, we brought together, really proud of the guys, the way they competed and the way everyone just came together. We need it's five guys that score, seven guys on a team, but it comes down to every single man on the roster. So really proud of the guys and the team in general all year long.
David, Dave mentioned in the intro that this is the highest cross country's finished at an NCAA championship since 1985. And this is your fifth year on the team. So it's got to be super rewarding to be a part of such a, hopefully, a team that's going to lead future Bruins forward.
Yeah, it was really exciting. My freshman year, the team made it to nationals, but I was the number eight runner, so I was left at home, and it was really disheartening to be the first one not to get to compete and be, you know, part of that big special experience, because even before then, the team hadn't gone to nationals in a while, and now going to nationals and competing well and finishing well is just exciting to look into the future, especially with people like Lane and Dustin that are still holding on the team and they still have a couple years left. It's going to be exciting to see what they can do next year with the new recruits and with everyone getting older, getting a little stronger. So it's really exciting for me. I feel like I've helped build the program a little bit. Now it's time to pass the torch on to them.
And the finish was 13th. It's great out of the whole country.
Yeah.
You were honored as an all-region honoree this year. Tell us what it felt like to get that individual recognition.
It was pretty exciting. You know, it's the first time since high school I've really been on a podium. You know, a lot of hard work came down to it, but the goal of the whole meet was to get as many people up there as we could, and that was the best part, is being up there with my teammates, standing right next to Dustin and Noah, and then seeing Lane down in the front row after he finished fifth in the region, which is amazing. And you know, it felt really good. I was very proud of everyone. I was proud of myself. I was proud of my teammates, and it was a great view from up there.
David, you mentioned your freshman year a long time ago. You're a senior now, heading into your final track season. What are your thoughts? How do you put that in perspective as you get ready for the spring season?
There's a sense of urgency. You know, I don't want to waste any opportunities anymore. It's come down to the final countdown, and you know, every race could be my last race if something goes wrong. And you know, it's just do or die today, and there's no tomorrow.
Coach, you have Johnny Gray on your staff assisting you throughout the cross-country season and into the track season. What do you think it brings to the team to have maybe a differing perspective every once in a while?
Well, Coach Gray, I mean, Johnny's a great motivator. He's fiery. He's inspirational. It's nice to have that kind of inspiration and that motivation, and knowing that, you know, the world's best at 800 meters is, you know, it's inspiring to have greatness around you, and he believes in the athletes, he cares about the kids, and it's nice to have a staff that is really involved and that really envelops everybody and really cares about everybody.
The team was incredibly consistent this year. You had a lot of top five finishes. What does it take to make a team consistent week in, week out?
A lot of it is just the mentality, the confidence in yourself, confidence in your teammates, knowing that you go out there and you perform to your best every day, and that's all you can do. And if you do that, it's going to be a good day, and that's what we did very well this year.
Cross country, you're running primarily on terrain golf courses. You get to see a lot of the world, but in a track, you're running around and around and around, indoor track, outdoor track. What's it like, David, when you switch to running cross country, which is a little more unpredictable, to running on the track?
You know, it's a little different. We have to deal with the change of pace for most of the events. It's going to be a lot faster, and it's going to be a lot tougher and a lot more tactical than cross country per se, because cross country is just a group of guys running away from each other, whereas in track it's going to stick together a little more, and you have to deal with more moves and more strategy coming at you. So you have to deal with more tactical areas in track than in cross country, whereas instead of running away from everybody, you're trying to work against everybody in a more visible scene. You can't hide on a track. You can hide on a cross-country course, but on track it's very different. Much faster pace and much more of a team aspect as well, because you can see everything going on around you.
How far in advance, as you look at your upcoming meet schedule, how far in advance do you project how you're going to have to run these races?
Really, I started thinking about them over summer. You know, we've even talked about them last year. We talk about things that are going to happen. We talk about the individual races. We talk about just the season in general. But we do predict the way things are going to go, and we plan early. We've already started thinking about the outdoor season, you know, when we're going to open up at the big races, what we're going to do at the Pac-12 tournament, and what we're going to do at the regional meet, and, you know, stepping into nationals and all the other races. We need to start preparing now so it's fresh in our minds, and then we have something to work towards, and it's not just an empty view towards the future.
Coach David touched on it. You're coaching the distance runners on the track season. How early do you start thinking about pace and how each race is going to unfold?
At the end of last year, you know, when David was done last year, he started thinking about not only cross country, but then started thinking about track and what races we're going to hit, and, you know, how many steeplechase races he's going to run, what he's going to do on the off events, what races he is going to run, you know, the pace. We talk about his goals coming off a track season. A lot of times, right after the season's over, you have a fresh perspective. You know, you just finished up, and you know what you want to accomplish. You know what you can do better. It's a year out. It could be even longer than that. I mean, when I'm looking at athletes' development, I'm looking at sophomore, junior, when they come into the freshman, looking at sophomore, junior, senior developing throughout their 4 or 5 years here. So I might have an ultimate goal, a fifth year or fourth year goal for them, and it'll change throughout the way depending on how they're doing and how they're responding to the training. But it's definitely a long-term approach for me as well.
David, we've been talking about how you have indoor season, outdoor season, cross-country season, and you alluded to earlier that there's not a lot of time off in between the seasons. How do you make sure that you stay healthy, basically year-round, because you don't really have time to get hurt?
One of the biggest parts about our sport is getting to the training room and making sure we're taking advantage of all the resources we have here at UCLA. Icing, stretching, those are the biggest ones. Forrest has us do drills before every workout, and we do drills almost after every run. And the nutrition as well, fueling our bodies right to make sure that we don't break down as hard as we will on poor nutrition. So a lot of small things add up to big things that really keep us healthy. And I personally have just a body that doesn't break down very often, and most of us don't. There is a few people on the team that have to worry a little more, but for most of us, we just kind of go on with our daily routine and keep something going that's consistent and, you know, used to what our body is handling.
David, as you look over your college experience, how would you assess your development as a runner, as a student, as a person? How do you look back on the last 4 years?
I think I'm just more responsible than I was when I was younger. My freshman year, I just was the wide-eyed freshman. Oh, I'm so happy to be here, and didn't really think that senior year would ever come, and now it's come down to that, and I feel like I've just grown as a person, and I'm older, and I'm a little more experienced now, and I understand the things that I have to do a little more, and, you know, it's more fun now that I know what I'm doing.
David, instead of looking back, now I want to look forward. Upon graduation and finishing, you know, track season, what do you want to go on to do? Do you want to run professionally?
I've thought about it once or twice. It's a very small market with professional running, so it would be fun to do if I had the resources, but that's not one of my plans right now. I am going to plan on getting a job. I'm starting to apply places in about a month once winter break hits and once I start to have a little more free time. That way I can, you know, plan ahead for next year. I'm going to go work a summer camp one last time in Pennsylvania that I've worked before and then get a real job and start the real world.
Coach, you're young enough to still relate to the things that a student athlete goes through when they start an athletic career at a university, and you've also seen it from the coach's side now. It's got to be satisfying to you not only to see people's development as runners, but also their development as people over the 4 years they spend at college.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the most important thing in coaching is building the relationship with the athletes, and it's nice to see, you know, a freshman coming in and the changes that person makes throughout. I mean, the running, that's the funnest part, I think, is the development and watching the improvements and watching the PRs and just watching an athlete grow stronger and get better, but then also growing as a person and hopefully leaving here a better person and with the experiences that they've accrued and everything they've been a part of, hopefully a great experience and something that they'll remember and really cherish and feel a part of for the rest of their lives.
Running is often thought of, especially distance running, as a real solitary sport, you know, the runner alone with his or her thoughts. But training is a real team sport, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, those are your guys, those are your girls out there. You spend countless hours with them, long runs, 16, 18-mile long runs at times. That's a two-hour run, hour runs every day. I mean, you're with these people a lot, and it's important to have a team that you care about and that you want to run with and that you want to win with, because it's always a lot more fun. It's enjoyable to win with people that you care about, and I think that's been a huge thing for us this year as well. Just the camaraderie on the team and the way that everyone looks after each other and cares for each other.
David, you compete in several different seasons, as we've been alluding to throughout the show. Which one do you like the best? Do you have a favorite?
It changes a lot. In high school, I loved cross country, and then I came to college, and I did not like cross country very much, just because the jump and the distance, it was so different. It was so much harder. And then I started to really like track my sophomore year and my junior year, just because cross country was a little more tough. I hadn't quite figured it out yet. And I had figured out track a little more, but now it's back to where I love cross country. You know, just finishing the season, I had the most fun ever, and coach was saying, you know, the camaraderie on the team was just unbelievable. I mean, I love every one of those guys with all my heart, and you know, it's one of the best teams I've ever been on. No one's ever been this close, and it makes things a lot more enjoyable, and that'll carry over into track, and I'm sure it'll make it just as fun. And indoor track is really fun because it's inside, it's a different element. We get to go to Seattle a lot, we get to run in the snow sometimes, so it's just a lot of different things that we don't get very often, so it seems more fun.
But distance races indoors, you're going around so many times, do you ever get dizzy?
Actually, no. Well, on the smaller tracks, I have gotten a little dizzy where I've kind of stumbled and almost fallen off the track, and they're banked as well, so it makes it a little tougher, and you definitely notice that you're spinning a little faster.
Well, it's great variety, and we wish you the best of luck in the indoor and the outdoor season this year, your senior season. David, thanks for coming in. Coach, thanks for joining us. Always great to have you on Bruin Talk.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to come back with more UCLA Bruin Talk. We'll talk to men's volleyball after this brief public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions meet here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Jordan Adams as our Athlete of the Week. In the game against San Diego State, he made 7 of 13 shots from the field in 28 minutes of play. He scored an impressive 5 of 9 three-point shots to post 23 of UCLA's 69 points. Adams made 3 three-pointers in a row at one point to tie up the game. It is the freshman's 5th time in 8 games where he has logged more than 20 points for the Bruins. Congratulations, Jordan, and good luck with the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
Jordan Adams plays in Pauley Pavilion. Our next guests get to go back and play in Pauley Pavilion, and Pauley Pavilion is going to be the site of the national championship in their sport. We're thrilled about the prospect of UCLA volleyball for the upcoming year. We're very pleased to be joined by Scott Vegas and Spencer Rowe. Gentlemen, welcome to Bruin Talk.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I like the look. You dressed up for us.
Yeah, well, we got to match you guys. So.
Scott, we talked about Pauley Pavilion. It's got to be great to be back in that wonderful building.
It is great. We originally started our season playing in the old Pauley Pavilion. But then in last year's season, we started and finished the whole year in the John Wooden Center, which was actually a great feel for our team, specifically because we don't draw the biggest crowds. So having them closer and tight was really good for us, and our season went well last year. But the new Pauley Pavilion is fantastic. We were able to play one alumni game in there, so we were able to get a good feel for what it's like, the new facilities in there and stuff like that.
And, you know, there's great displays on all the sports at UCLA. Volleyball's got a nice display. And, of course, national championships are something UCLA is known for. The national championship's going to be at Pauley, Spencer. That's got to feel pretty cool, knowing that if you get all the way, you're playing on your home floor.
Yeah, I mean, this date's been on my calendar since freshman year. When they recruited me, they told me, hey, your junior year, it's going to be here. I knew by now we'd have a really strong team. I'm getting the chills thinking about it. I can tell you we've been putting in more effort than ever before to make it there, and it's our only goal, and we're all working for it, so you know we're incredibly excited about it, and we really want to win one for the Bruin fans at home.
Scott, we were talking about Pauley Pavilion, and you said you guys had a great season last year, but you didn't get to that ultimate goal of the national championship. Coach Al Skates retired, Coach John Sprague now at the helm. How's the team adjusting to the new coaching staff? It has to be exciting.
It's very exciting. Obviously, there's a huge transition period where we're basically being taught a whole new system of volleyball. It's a little difficult at times. We're trying to beat out the old tendencies and burn in the new ones. So there's a lot of frustrating moments. You're kind of breaking down your skills and starting over. But what we know, or what we're being taught, we know is the best. And everyone's 100% in and opening their minds to everything.
Spencer, we had Coach Sprague on as a guest a couple of shows ago, and we were fascinated by him talking not only about the physical aspects of volleyball, but the mental aspects. He's real big on the mental part of the game. Tell us how that's been like with the transition and the new staff.
Well, a big reason is Coach Sprague is an excellent role model for us. So, you know, we feed off his energy. Also, one of our assistant coaches, Andrea Becker, she is a sports psychologist. So before we start practice every day, we do a mental exercises, kind of get ready, get in the present. The biggest thing for us is to not think about the past or the future, is just be in that one point, you know, focus for those few seconds. You have to focus, play as hard as you can, then kind of let yourself go, then regather for each point. So it's definitely helped us. I think in the preseason, we've shown a lot more toughness, which is the main thing we've been grinding in, is, you know, no matter what, you just display toughness and you'll be able to come out on top.
Scott, the Bruins have a match with UC Irvine on your calendar. National champions last year, coached by John Sprague. That is going to be crazy, isn't it?
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting match. They have very skilled players. They did not lose much in the offseason, whereas our team did lose a big amount of seniors. But we're rebuilding. We're learning. This is a big transition period. We actually played them once in preseason. They got the better of us that day, but I think it fueled us to see what we can improve to.
Spencer, the Bruins went undefeated in preseason play in the fall. That has to give you a lot of confidence moving forward into a big year for UCLA volleyball. I mean, new coaching staff, new goals. What does it feel like to have that confidence going forward?
Well, yeah, it's all about coming out on top every day, you know, being the same guy. You know, no matter who you're playing, you're going to play your heart out no matter what. So, you know, when we went undefeated in the SAC tournament and the other matches where we played our starters, it gives us a good boost because, you know, we know what we can do when we play well. And also when we looked at the tape, we saw there's lots of areas we can improve. So it's good to know that we're winning now, you know, while we're still building up our, you know, what we're trying to do with our new offense. But we know that once we get really going, we're going to be a pretty scary team to play. So we're excited about that.
You guys are both 6'6", so that's huge to the general population. Not so much in volleyball. Scott, you're an opposite, and Spencer, you're in the middle. 6'6", middle blocker, not that tall. How much do you have to rely on technique to perhaps make up for the fact that guys are bigger than you in the middle?
Well, I think for me, I beat people with speed, so I'm faster. I can get up faster. Also, I can jump higher than most other middle. So if I'm, you know, if I'm up quick and fast, no one's going to be able to stop me. And I don't think that height at all is a factor.
Scott, playing collegiate sports, especially here at UCLA, where the academic schedule is so rigorous, is challenging all the time. How do you make sure that you maintain your grades and your athletic playing level throughout the entire year?
Well, thankfully, this last quarter, our practices were in the morning. So we'll be practicing at 7:30 in the morning. And if I wasn't on the team, I'd probably be sleeping at that time. So I'm able to study in between practice and classes, which are usually at night. Mm-hmm. So there's a block of about a couple hours where I'm able to take care of all my studies. And yeah.
Plus, you're already awake. You might as well get some studying
done,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
One of the things about volleyball that is the highest level of risk-reward is the serve. Scott, you're a great server, but there's always that fine line between going for the ace and hitting the service error. How do you weigh that in the course of a match about when to go for it, when to not go for it?
I mean, it's a big emotional feel. Obviously, there's the situation in the game. If we're making a run, we're getting points, we're slowly catching up. Personally, I'm going to take a little bit off and place like a smarter serve. Whereas if we're winning and I'm feeling good, I get a good toss, I get what I want, I'm going to go for it.
Spencer, as a middle, you've got things going past you on the serve and stuff, and a lot of times you probably don't even know that the serve's into the net until you see it whiz by your ear. When you're on the receive side, what are you looking for in the middle when the other team is serving, if they're going to float it short or if they're going to hit it long? What are you looking for as the other team's back serving?
Well, the first thing for me and my responsibility is to make sure to get any balls off the tape. So if the other team hits it into the tape and it kind of pops over, that's my ball to pass. Also some short balls if it's harder for outside hitters to get there. You know, I'm confident enough, I'll take that pass. So the first thing I do is after I rule out that I'm not going to be the passer, then, you know, I look back to find my outside hitter, follow the track of the ball, and then my focus is to get up fast for the quick attack because I need to be up in the air before the setter even releases the ball. So mainly I just check the pass real quick and then I'm following the ball and just going for it and then getting up as fast as I can.
People that have not been to live men's volleyball really need to come out to Poly Pavilion. The sport is so incredibly powerful and so incredibly fast. You're going to get a lot of exposure this year on the Pac-12 network that you didn't have in the past. How excited are you about the prospect of having a lot of your matches on TV?
I mean, that's awesome. We're excited to show everyone what we can do. We want everyone to come out, have a big, loud crowd, and it's a really fun sport. We get, you know, big kills, huge blocks. It's really exciting. It's really fast-paced. There's lots of scoring involved. So we think it's a really good time for the students to come out and, you know, go crazy in between each point, and we feed off them too. So it's a big deal for us.
Scott, the team plays in the MPSF League, and it's always a challenging league year after year. What do you think are going to be some of the biggest challenges for this team looking forward to the season?
Some of the big challenges is obviously this coaching change is a big issue for us. We need to pick up everything that John says fast because our season starts in less than a month, and we have to be on pace to start winning games fast and winning a lot of games.
You guys are both good students, both members of the director's honor roll. UCLA, obviously great athletically, but talk about the academic decision to come to UCLA.
I mean, it was, for me, there was no other question where I'd go. The other universities that I was looking into, their academics did not match up with UCLA's. It was an obvious choice and an easy choice to make.
Spencer, the balance between being a student at all at UCLA and having a life is always a tough one. When you're playing a sport that's so demanding, your sport is really all year round. Tell us about some of the time pressures you've had to face as you keep up with your studies.
We'll actually have a final in a couple hours here, so after this I'm going to go study right away. But you just got to be really, you got to really manage your time with the homework. But I think the biggest thing as far as athletically is you also have to really manage your mind and your body. You have to put in the work athletically and then, you know, fit in school around that. And as long as you fit in school when there's time, you know, everything works out.
We think there are great things ahead for UCLA volleyball, but look back a little bit. Tell us about some of your favorite memories up to this point playing for UCLA.
Actually, I think my favorite memory so far playing for UCLA is a home match we had against UCI. We were number one, they were number two. We ended up losing in five sets in overtime, but the crowd was absolutely huge, and I just had the most fun I've ever had playing, which is weird to say in a loss, but we played our absolute best, or I feel personally that I did. And, you know, being able to come into the game and get some huge kills and, you know, your peers in the stand going crazy for you, that was something special.
Scott, same question for you. What do you look at with fondness?
Mine definitely came from last year. We had a pretty controversial game with BYU where we actually had to replay the final 2 points of the game. But I remember there was this time where the call was undecided, and like the UCLA section was chanting like UCLA, and the BYU fans are chanting BYU, and it's just going back and forth, and I could not even hear myself think, it was so loud.
Well, that's the kind of action you'll see in NCAA volleyball, and it really is just around the corner. You can follow the Bruins on the UCLA website. All the matches are broadcast on UCLABruins.com in addition to the ones that are going to be on the Pac-12 network. So great chances to see UCLA volleyball in action. Scott Vegas, Spencer Rowe, thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to seeing you on the court this year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for joining us on UCLA Bruin Talk. That's going to wrap it up. For Allison Taylor, I'm Dave Marcus. Thanks for joining us. Have a great new year, and we'll see you on the other side. Until then, so long from Westwood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.